Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and you know, I'm pretty excited about the next guest, and it's not just because I've been eating the sugar in his product, but I did eat the product, and so did Alex, and Alex is now not sitting down. He's standing up as well. It tastes great. So we're talking about Jay Karmatopoulos.
Very good.
Of Fundella.
Fundalina.
Fundalina, like that with Disney characters. Thimbalina.
Yeah.
Fundalina, USA. It's like a sort of Nutella upgrade, correct?
Yeah.
Is that a nice way to put it?
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. I mean, we offer four different flavor profiles, which is somewhat unique to the marketplace. And, you know, that is why that's the major reason we got excited about this product and brought it over to the U.S. was there was a niche. There was a niche with some flavor profiles that we didn't see any of our competitors offering at that time.
And where's it from?
It's from Greece. It's manufactured in Greece.
Oh.
Been manufactured in Greece since the early 70s. It's a family-owned business over there. One of the founders of Fundalina USA is a Greek national. He's been in the food business for 35 years and began dialogue with them back in 2010. And then it wasn't until 2014 that we incorporated in the U.S. It was in 2015 that we shipped over the first containers, and we've gone from there.
And you have some major retail stores.
Yeah,
that you're in.
Yeah, we're in probably close to 200 stores right now locally. We're in all the Market Basket stores. We're in the Big Y stores. There were a few local Target stores that they had given us as a test, and we just heard last week they're expanding that up and down the East Coast to about 72 stores. With some, you know, some promising opportunities down the road with them as well.
Now, this is a family business, locally, or the one in Greece?
Both are.
Right.
Both are. The local family business here, as I had said, Steve Secarellis was the founder here, has been in the food business for 35 years. He's a neighbor and friend. And when he was looking at the opportunity to bring this product over here, he's still very busy with his full-time job. He was looking for somebody to run the day-to-day operations. And so, you know, I've come in and learned the business and pretty much have done everything from, you know, delivering to the financing to running the day-to-day, ordering the inventory, managing the inventory.
So it's a warehouse operation, though, because you're bringing the product in from Greece, correct?
We bring it in from Greece right to Boston.
Are you relabeling it here, or are they labeling it in Greece?
Everything's done over there.
So you're going to just bring it in. Do you have to have it refrigerated on the way over?
It has to be in a reefer, and it should be room temperature. So, yeah, we put it in a reefer container when it's shipped over here.
So your warehouse has got refrigeration?
No refrigeration, no. As long as it, we have ventilation, so as long as it doesn't get too warm in there, the product's held up very well.
A lot of startup costs involved with this because you had to get the warehouse?
Yeah, you had to get the warehouse. You had to, you know, furnish the office. You had to get the software. You know, you had to have some funding available for the first couple of orders. So we raised a decent amount of money to get it up and running.
So you got financed?
No, it was all private investments.
Okay.
Private investments from Steve and folks that he knows in the food business.
Interesting. So you have a board of directors?
Yeah, I mean they're all partners in the business. Steve is really the managing partner, so he's the one that, you know, I deal with on a regular day-to-day basis.
But you're running the business
every
day?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, he obviously assists, and his family, his son-in-law and his daughter are also in the food business, and they contribute quite a bit as well.
So is this a substantial product in Greece? I mean, Greece doesn't have the biggest population on the planet.
It does well in Greece. It also does well in other surrounding countries. Interestingly enough, because of some of the food shows that we've attended in the U.S., anytime you attend some of these big food shows, you know, you get buyers from all over the world. And through that, we've developed relationships where we have actually shipped to the United Arab Emirates, to Saudi Arabia,
right,
to the Philippines. We're in negotiations right now, and it could be happening soon, that we're going to be shipping into Mexico. So this is a product that has tremendous potential, not only domestically but internationally. So we're kind of working almost as the sales arm of the Greek manufacturer to open doors in other parts of the world as
right,
well.
Right, you're a distributing arm.
Yeah.
What makes the product special?
Let's say I
ate Nutella regularly, which I don't. Why would I move over to yours?
I think the flavor profiles, nobody else offers the blends of the strawberry and chocolate, the vanilla and chocolate, the banana and chocolate. So, anytime you want to build a brand in an established marketplace, you have to be able to provide a niche. And I think we provide that niche with the different flavor profiles. It's a relatively clean label, no artificial coloring, no artificial flavoring, no preservatives. So it's really offering something different to the marketplace. The interesting part that I've found out is that, the U.S. as a whole is a little behind the curve as far as the popularity of hazelnut spreads. As you know, if you go to other parts of the world, into Europe, the Middle East, South America, hazelnut spreads are eaten morning, noon, and night. The competitor that you just mentioned really opened the doors in the U.S. with regards to offering the hazelnut spread. And it took them a while to get there, but now they've become a very powerful and an established brand. And I think that creates opportunities to offer something a little bit different. And
you have more flavors.
We have more flavors.
Right.
We have more flavors.
I didn't try the traditional. Let's see if there's a spoon here. I'll open it up and I'll try it. See what I think of it here, right in front of everybody. There's a spoon there. We'll get one. I know Chris is getting itchy. I can see it over here. Chris wants pizza. He doesn't. He's not.
I'm just waiting for
that. Yeah, exactly. So here, I tried the vanilla. I thought it was great. I tried the strawberry. I thought it was great. I don't usually eat these types of things. So
it's got a very nice, smooth texture to it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm passing it on to Alex to try. Now, I'll admit it. Yeah, you make sure you have a spoon for him. If I was a college student and I was a stoner.
Yeah.
This would be the ultimate Saturday night product to be sitting around with my friends eating.
Well,
we're getting a lot of nods in the room.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you...
Chris might not give it back. He's grabbing it and clutching it. So.
It's interesting that you mentioned that. One of the... when you talk about the college campuses and whatnot, that's definitely a target market for us. We haven't had a heck of a lot of success getting there yet, but we're working on it. But that's why we introduced the snack.
I don't even like Nutella, and I love this. So there's the thing. I mean, and I'm just saying to you, I've never liked Nutella. I lived in Greece.
Yep.
We used to talk about that in another life.
Yeah.
But this is not at all like that.
Thank you.
This is special.
Thank you.
Well, now, why the transition? You're tell our listeners in a little time we have left about your background and why the transition.
Yeah, I was in the banking. I first started in banking 25 some odd years ago as a commercial banker. Transitioned a little bit into the investment management world. Worked for a couple of boutique firms there. In my blood, I think I've always had that desire and that need to kind of work in a smaller entrepreneurial environment. Even as I was in commercial banking, I used to marvel and enjoy sitting with business owners and listening to their stories.
You always liked entrepreneurship.
Yeah, listening to their stories and the passion that they had for their product or their service. So I'm not getting any younger. This was an opportunity for me to, stick my toe in the world of entrepreneurialism, and it's been fun. It's been, it's definitely has its
ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
Right.
But if you have a passion and you believe in the product, such as I and we believe in this particular product, you can fight through those difficult times, knowing that if I didn't feel that there was a market for this, obviously I wouldn't be as excited. But we've just scratched the surface, I think, on the potential of this
product.
I think
you've got a huge upside because other companies have broken ground on this category, and you clearly have a superior product.
And we've got a unique product as well. So those are two things that I think are very, very important as far as...
So Jay, if you're a consumer, but if you're a B2B company, how do you find Fundalina USA?
Yeah, Fundalina USA, our warehouse. You can go to www.fundalinausa.com. You can email me at jayk@fundalinausa.com, where our warehouse space is located up in Haverhill, Massachusetts. You can reach me by phone at 978-914-7268 as well.
Will you come back again?
I'd love to.
Yeah, we want to have you back again.
That'd
this
be
great
fantastic.
Product. We'll bring you on to some of our special food shows as well.
That'd be awesome.
Right, and you might want to come to some of our radio entrepreneurs cafes, meet some of the other entrepreneurs.
Love to do it. I'd really appreciate it.
Thanks for being on the show. Jay, one of the great ones.
Thank you.
Always been a fan. This is Jeffrey Davis. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.